Chapter 353. Prohibition of giving preference to children over one another in giving gifts, etc. 1773. An-Numan bin Bashir radiyallahu anhuma said, "My father took me to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and said to him, 'I have gifted one of my slaves to this son of mine.' The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Have you given such gift to every son of yours?' He replied, 'No.' Thereupon he said, 'Take this gift back.'" Another narration is, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Be mindful of your obligation to Allah and do justice in respect of your children. My father came back and revoked his gift." Another narration is, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked, "Have you other children besides this one?" He said, "Yes." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked, "Have you awarded a gift like this to all of them?" He said, "No." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "I am not going to bear witness to this act of injustice." Another narration is, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked, "Do you not accept goodness from all of them as you accept from him?" He said, "Yes, of course." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Then don't do this, i.e. do not give a gift to one son only." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith the following important points. 1. In every matter, one should consult scholars and experts of Sharia. This was the practice of the companions, radiyallahu anhum. 2. Parents should deal with all their children with equity and justice. Preferential treatment with any child affects them adversely. Obviously, injustice creates tension for parents as well as children, and eventually family ties are broken. 3. This hadith is also advanced by those ulama in support of their contention that if a person wants to distribute his property among his children during his lifetime, he should not make any discrimination among his male and female children and should give an equal share to all of them.